My name is Laurie Wallace, president of the South Australian and Northern Territory Morse Codians Fraternity. We are at the old telegraph station at Alice Springs, the very centre of Australia's first speedy communication link with the world.
In this modern age of mobile phones, texting and social media, sometimes it's hard to imagine where modern communication in Australia all began. But for Laurie Wallace and his fellow Morse code operators, it all harks back to the completion of the Overland Telegraph Line.
From the Gateway, Adelaide, Alice Springs, Darwin, undersea cable across to Indonesia as we know it today, undersea cable to Singapore, undersea telegraph cable again across to India, Gibraltar, on to the coast of England at Falmouth and up to London. Our first speedy communication link with the world.
Hello, I'm Emma Haskin, and would you believe it's 145 years since the Overland Telegraph Line was finished. And to celebrate, Morse codians like Laurie Wallace converged on Alice Springs in Central Australia. They were here for a week at the restored old telegraph station, fingers poised, ready to send telegrams on behalf of tourists lining up outside. Laurie Wallace says Morse code changed the world and the way we communicate.
It was the beginning of speedy communication. Samuel Breeze Morse invented the electric telegraph. It was just simply two signals, short, long, no intelligence. And he invented a code, the Morse code. And he gave every letter of the alphabet a combination of one to four signals. An E was short signal because it's the most frequently used letter when you're writing something. T, another short letter. So what about Z, X, Y, P, Q, L? Not used very often. Samuel Morse said, I'll make them four signals. So I'll make the Z.
And where did you first learn Morse code?
In Sydney. I trained as a lad, 15 years of age. And then I was given an intensive course in telegraph expertise, as you'd say. And I worked in the Chief Telegraph Office, Sydney, during the war years in 1943. And then when General MacArthur set up headquarters in Brisbane, I was seconded to Brisbane to assist with the communications during the war years there. Eventually I came to South Australia and recognised the importance of this wonderful telegraph line from Adelaide through to Darwin, which was our first speedy communication link with the world, and that's why we celebrate it each year. This is the 145th anniversary of the completion of the line by Charles Todd.
And what are you doing in Alice Springs this week?
We're celebrating and giving the visitors, whether they be from Australia or overseas or from Alice Springs, an opportunity to send an old-fashioned telegram to their friends or loved ones across Australia. John, Ron and I will be here to accept their telegrams, and then we will flash them down by Morse code signals to Adelaide. And they will type it on an old-fashioned typewriter. They'll type the telegram on an ornamental telegram form, and it will be posted from Glenelg, Adelaide, where the station has been set up, to their loved ones across Australia. But of course, when we post it from Adelaide, it will be by snail mail. But when we send it from here, it will be very fast.
Who should I send a telegraph to? Should I send one to the managing director of the ABC? She's coming here soon.
Yeah.
We will accept a telegram for the managing director of the ABC. She will receive it by snail mail eventually, but we will flash it down to Adelaide.
So what do? I write to Michelle Guthrie.
Guthrie.
Yes, and Ultimo ABC. Dear Michelle, we are looking forward to your visit to our spring.